Okay, we are up to the Samar Beis, Amar Beis. Hey, Oder Aleph. Says the Gemara, Itmar, we learned, if the woman says to the Shliach, Hova Ligiti, I want you to be a Shliach Elocha for me, that means I'm not divorced until the get reaches my hand. And then the shliach turns around to the husband and says, "V'ishtecha amra his kabbalah giti. Your wife told me to be a shliach kabbalah." And the husband says, "Hey lech kemosha amra. Here it is the way she said. Now is the way that the shliach said she said, and is the way what she actually said. So which one is it?" Amra Nachman, Amra Rabbu. So Nachman comes along and says the name of Rav. That even if the get arrives her hand, he's not a shliach. Why isn't he a shliach? The question is, what did the husband mean when he said, do as she said? Do as she really said, or do as what you think she said? What you told me she said. Shmamina. Adibura didekosamach. So it must be the Nachman holds that the husband relies on what the shliach said, she said. And therefore the husband says, be a shliach kabbalah like she said. But the fact is, she never made her shliach kabbalah. But the husband only said, be a shliach kabbalah. And the husband has no right to make shliach kabbalah, so therefore he's garnished. If he relies on her words, regardless of what the shliach says, she says. He just says, look, whatever she said, in reality, that's what it should be. And she said, "Be a shliach lehalacha." The lechalapachas mechimata get to the yod when the hand or get arrived the hand. Mia tigara should be divorced. Is a raya that what? According to Nachman, that we don't rely on her words, rely on his words. Rashi, I feel like you got any gadash as a shmamina four lines at the bottom. The man the amal leshliach heilek mashamah. The husband says to a shliach, take it as you say, she said, the one who sent you, Adi Buddha, the day Samik, I'm relying on you, what you're saying that the Mishalech said, he's following the words of Shliach, Hai Hele, Kemosha Amra, the Mehemnitli, I believe you, the Shliach Kabbalah, I believe what you're saying that she said, Kabbalah, why not? So when he gave it to him, he relied on the shliach, on his report. Therefore, I made you shliach kabbalah. I never intend you should be shliach kabbalah, but he's not. The woman didn't make him, and the husband has no right to make him. Is v'tiv should mean no? Let's resolve from here. Boy, the boy, we have a question. Whose words do you rely on the shliach, or what she really said, and the shliach really said? Cliff, me, you rely on the shliach. Because the Iyad Dibura Didasam Kabbalah Haylacha. Other means bring it. So you're not a Kabbalah. Yeah. Because the Iyad Dibura Didasam Hakamle. I'm not a Yidaina. I don't know what she said. Whatever she really said, that's what it should be. Yalakida Amra, Iyim, Isadalay Nelach, I'm giving it to you. Then, which are Halacha, Kimatu Yoda, Mirtas Gadda, Bal Namashle Halacha, Shabi, Mirashle Halacha. You're back to your mother. So Nachman holds, we rely on the words of the shliach, his version of the event, and therefore there's no shliach. Says the Gemara, Omer Ravashi, Hachi Hash. Ravashi goes along and says, how can you compare? You want to learn from Rav Nachman. You want to learn, you rely on the eight shliach on the shliach's version. If you want to rely on Nachman's eight shliach's version, then the Nachman's case should have been just the opposite. Not that the woman said Haylocha and the Shliach said Kabbalah. It should be that the woman said Kabbalah and the Shliach said Haylocha. And then whichever way the outcome of the Halacha will be, we'll know whether we rely on the Shliach or not. But in this case that you're saying, it has not because we rely on his words or not, it's because the husband canceled the Shlichas. But the Shliach canceled the Shlichas. When the Shliach came along and said, I'm a Shliach Kabbalah, what's the Shliach saying? I'm not a Shliach Halacha. So he's a Shliach. He can't point to a Shliach Kabbalah. If a Nachman said fakesh, now what? The wife said he's kabbalah giti. In reality, and the shliach says your wife said havelik shir halacha, and then the two possible outcomes. The husband says follow her words. If he would have ruled, as soon as the get comes to the shliach's hand, that means we follow the real wife, what she said. That means we're relying on her words. That would have been the din. If he would have paskin that, if they were paskin that it's not a valid get until it comes to her hand, and adi bura didei kasamich. If he would have paskin to come to hand, then would adi bura and relying on his words. In other words, the what? That's a shliach halacha. Elohach over here, when you say there's no shliach, you know why? Mishum the akre shliach lechuzik amre. He completely cancelled his shlichus. He completely cancelled shlichus. Why he's saying, the wife said, you're a shliach lechuzik amre. He said, I'm Kabbalah. Who the Omar, as if he's saying, shliach lekabbalah havina. I want to be a shliach lekabbalah. Of lechuzik amre, I don't want to be a shliach lechuzik amre. So don't be with I from Nachman. Here's a whole different case. In other words, even if the husband clearly said you're a shlich la'ilacha, the shlich already cancelled himself from being a shlich. In other words, even the husband would have said I'm relying on the shlich's words. He's saying that I'm a shlich kabbalah. Even the husband said I'm relying on her words, which in reality she said you're a shlich la'ilacha. But the shlich said I'm not interested. Why not? By being a shlich kabbalah means he doesn't have to travel to that city. She lives 2 weeks away. I don't know. So if he says, if she said, "Make sure the kabbalah is shliach halacha," he added some ticha. So he's not canceling a shliach. He wants whatever. But if she made him a shliach halacha, and he says, "I'm a shliach kabbalah," what's he saying? I'm not interested in traveling there. I'm just wanting to get in my hand, and you're up divorced. So he's canceling the shliach. So even if the husband would have said, "Whatever the wife said, I'm happy to do." Claude, whatever she says, I'm happy to do. Nothing would happen because who's a shliach? So you don't be a knife on Nachman. We can't bring it either way. It's a different case. Depends what kind of shlichus. That's right. So he's not her shlich anymore. Doesn't matter. He's not her shlich anymore. It says in the pasuk of Nosim B'Yoda that the husband has to give it. So therefore, it has to either give in the woman's hand, or so either the shlich is a woman's shlich, or either the shlich is his shlich. This man is nobody's shlich. So getting back to the original question, whether we rely on the shliach's word. What happened here was, Javi, that the wife said to the husband one thing, I want you to be a shliach lekabbalah, which means I want you to represent me, and as soon as the get comes into hand, you're divorced. Or she said, I want you to be a shliach halacha, means I want you to deliver, be a delivery boy, but it's not a valid get till it gets to me. And the husband and the shliach turns to the husband and says, your wife told me exactly the opposite. Your wife told me that you should be a shliach kabbalah. And then the husband gave him the get, saying, do whatever she says. What do you mean, do whatever she says? Do whatever the shliach said she said, or do whatever he actually did say? Let's try to work out. Toshma coming here. If a man says, is kabul get zeli ishti. A man says, right now, Mishnah, beginning of Mishnah. A man says to a shliach, I want you to receive the get on behalf of my wife. Or I want you to deliver the get to my wife, as long as the get didn't arrive there. If he wants to cancel, he can cancel, because it's not a valid get until it arrives on hand. Time of the rotz is only because he wants to cancel. If he doesn't want to cancel, have a get. If he doesn't want to cancel, then it's a valid get. Now, he said to her, be a shlich kabbalah. But my lechayder, in the case when he said his kabbaligiti, be a shlich kabbalah, a husband has no right to make a man a shlich of his wife. The wife never appointed him. So why, when the shlich eventually arrives at the wife's house and delivers the get, is it a valid get? Whose shlich is he? And based on what you said before, that it's not a shlich. The husband never appointed him to be a shlich kabbalah. Ella, but there must be one conclusion. Abrina, we say, the moment the husband wants to divorce her, Meimar Omer, he thinks to himself, forget the technicalities, whichever is the correct way to Megadish, that's how it should work out. So even though I use the word Kabbalah, since Kabbalah doesn't mean anything, I want it to be a Shir Halacha. As soon as it arrives on hand, she'll be divorced. If the husband would have known that he couldn't have made the Shliach, Shir Kabbalah, but he wants it to be divorced, what would he have done? He would have made Shir Halacha. So therefore, make assumption. Here too. Over here in the din of Rav Nachman, where the wife said, "Be a shliach halacha delivery boy." The shliach said, "She told me to be a kabbalah." You're telling me the whole shlichus falls apart. if the husband would have found out that the Kabbalah, that this is not what happened, and the Kabbalah is not going to work, he would have made halacha. So why shouldn't there be a valid get l'chol apachas when the shlich arrives to the woman? Make the same cheshbon. Hachan, I'm here too. Kiv and Shanasa Venegasha. The husband wants to divorce her. Okay, the shlich made up a whole story which wasn't true. But the husband wants to divorce. Had he known that Kabbalah wouldn't work, he would have made him a lacha. So let's say that since he doesn't have specifics, he just wants her to be divorced. It's as if he made the shlich, shlich a lacha. Meimar Omer Tigadish, Kol Hechad the Megasha. Let her be divorced any way possible. Says, what are you comparing? Hasam over there, when a man makes a shlich on his own right. A shliach le kabbalah, shliach to the wife. Ki adam yedei, everyone knows she ain't shliach le kabbalah, that a husband has no right to appoint a shliach to represent his wife. Therefore, eventually he'll wake up. The gama v'nasim alacha. So therefore, we'll say, of course, he'll realize that he's wrong, and he will therefore, even though he used the word v'his kabbalah, he didn't mean be kabbalah, he meant take it from me and be a shliach alacha. At shegili at the other, when the get arrived at her hand, kimot to get the other mimagasha, she should be divorced. Sorry, I skipped a line. The gomar v'nosin l'shem halacha. He definitely meant that she should be shliach halacha. Halacha to here, he possibly made a mistake. The shliach tricked him. He thought the shliach told him a story. The wife said be shliach kabbalah. So when he said to the shliach, "Fine, be a shliach kabbalah," he meant it because the shliach told him that's what the wife said. He didn't know that the shliach lied. That the shliach actually distorted the wife's word. The wife actually said, "Be a shliach halacha." Therefore, it's not valid. It's nobody shliach. Tell me, right? Amar Rav says, Rav, Toshma, come in here. We can learn in the next Mishnah. Ketana, she'amra, Ketana, that says, he's kabeli giti. If Ketana says to Shlich, I want you to receive a get on my behalf. Ain't a get achi agil yata. She cannot appoint a Shlich Kabbalah because she's too young. She can't make a Shlich. So the husband made him a Shlich, and therefore it's a Shlich lelacha only when it arrives to her hand. Now, l'chayda, kimot, tigit liyadami migusha. When the get arrives, she says, why is the boss? L'chayda, she appointed a Shlich Kabbalah, she can't. Must be the husband is saying, whatever kind of Shlich will work, that's what you are. So why don't you say the same thing here? L'may v'alav shay locha shavi. Elamini, we say, kiva and shenosan ain't a legasha. Meimar is a tigadish. Kol hechag anyway. Is hachin, I'm here too. Kiva and shenosan ain't a legasha. Meimar omer tigadish. He said, divorce. Kol hechag demiglisha. Same thing. So let us say that if the shliach says, she made me a shliach kabbalah, even though in truth she only made shliach lelacha, let the husband say, whatever way it works, works. At least let it be a shliach lelacha. When the get arrives in woman's hand, she'll be divorced. Says, Yimara hachi hashda. How can you compare? Hashem again, over there, Adam Yodei, the husband knows she ain't shliach l'kot. The husband knows when the shliach is standing in front of him. This man is not a shliach of the child because a child can't make a shliach, so he's appointing him to be shliach l'cha. The gama v'nosin lalu shemalacha. The day hachov etoy here, he was misled by the shliach, so he's not making any cheshbonos. Tell him, Rabbi Toshma, come in here. Havali giti. That if the woman says to the shliach, I want you to be a courier. I want you to deliver me the get. The ishtecha amra, but your wife said, his kabbali giti. Your wife clearly told me that it should be shliach kabbalah. That's what the shliach tells the guy, which is exactly like Nachman's case. Or the other way around, his kabbali giti. The wife said, I want you to be shliach kabbalah. The ishtecha amra, and he tells the husband, your wife said, havali giti, because alocha. Who I man? What does the man say? Heilich, take it, v'tenlo and give it to her, or zechila, be zeichet for her. So there's two cases here. One case of the wife actually said be a shliach lelacha, and he swapped that. And one case of the wife actually said be a shliach kabbalah. The husband used different expressions. Either he said heilich v'tenlo, take it and give it to her, or zechila, acquire on her behalf. He's kabbalah or take it on her behalf. All of these cases. If he wants, he can change his mind. Now we'll soon see which case we're talking about. Bishigia. Why can he change his mind? Because the shliach sachaka was only a shliach lahilacha. So Kol's man, it didn't arrive at the woman's hand, he can change his mind. Once Bishigia get liyada, once she received it, fafal migudash, she's divorced. Now the husband, there's three different versions of what the husband said. A couple of them are bikaina, you know, his kabbalah, as if you're kaina straight away on her behalf. And one of them said hailachla, which means deliver it. So my love, this is how we're going to learn. Kabbalah. I'm not going to say the Nachman, two differences. The Nachman only has one case. The wife said halacha, and he said kabbalah. In this case, we have two both sides scenarios. The wife said halacha and he said Kabbalah, or the wife said Kabbalah and he said halacha. That's number one. Number two is, what was the husband's response? So here you have halach, zechi, and tiskabel. Zechi is kabel, alachayla, response to her Kabbalah. And halach, alachayla, response to her halacha. And that's why we're understanding. And so this is what he's saying here. Lachayla, my love. That. Kabbalah, Kabbalah, when the husband says, be mekabel, and so on, is in the case where the Shliach said, your wife said, be mekabel, so the husband says, fine, be mekabel, be zachi. And what does it say? He can change his mind. Why can he change his mind? If the Shliach said, your wife said, Kabbalah, and he said, be mekabel, why can he change his mind? Must be, we're not relying on the Shliach, we're relying on what the wife really said. Sorry, what the wife really said, which is what? Be'ach Shliach Lelacha. Right? And yet we say, when she gets it, she's divorced. The husband said you should be a shliach kabbalah. According to Rav Nachman, he undid when he the shliach made up a story. I make kabbalah. He canceled the shlichus. So why, when the get arrives in her hand, is she divorced? According to Rav Ashi's version of Nachman, she shouldn't be divorced. That's the most question. My love, kabbalah, kabbalah. The husband's response to kabbalah is when the shliach said to him that your wife said kabbalah, and b'haylocha, haylocha. And the husband's response, haylocha, is when the shliach said your wife said haylocha. And yet we see the shlich is valid, the gets is valid when it gets the hand. No, that's not at all. Kabbalah, when the husband says Kabbalah is ahaylocha, he's on the case where the shliach said that your wife said to be melech, to be haylocha. But in reality, what did the wife really say? Kabbalah. And the husband said Kabbalah. That's why when she receives the get, she's divorced. So why can't he? So why do we say if he wants to change his mind, he can change his mind? If we're following her words, and she said Kabbalah, and the husband says, and the husband also said Kabbalah, then it should be as soon as the shliach got it, she's divorced. Why is he not saying Yachzi? We're asking a question in a second. Kabbalah locha v'locha Kabbalah. When it says Haylech lo, when he said that your wife said Kabbalah, your wife really said Haylocha. Therefore, it's Haylocha. The Gemara, Haylocha Kabbalah. If you tell me Haylocha Kabbalah. Yeah, sorry, Kabbalah Haylocha, if you're telling me when the husband said Kabbalah, is when the Shliach said Haylocha. And reality, the wife said Kabbalah, that's why she's divorced when she receives the get. L'chayda, she should be divorced as soon as the Shliach receives the get. Mechimata Gitel Yodei La'alta La'ava Gitel. L'chayda, as soon as the Shliach receives it, she should be get straight away, because the husband said Haylocha, Kabbalah. The wife in reality said Kabbalah. So therefore, as soon as the Shliach gets it, she's Kabbalah, she should be divorced. Why does it say, Im Rosh Halachza Yachza? Shamat Mine, from him learn out, we're relying on his words, that what? That he's saying Haylocha, that's why she's not divorced straight away. But because in reality, they're Kabbalah, therefore he's divorced when they receive the get. What do you compare? You got it all wrong. Over here, there's one more, just like Moshe pointed out, what the husband says. When the husband says Haylich, the husband is changing everything around. The husband is saying, I don't care what she said. Haylich is, here, I'm giving you the get, I want you to be a carrier. Hosam Kamale, Haylich means Nadir. Haylich, we had a machlekes if it's Kishchina. This is Haylich, Nadir. Here it is. Hosam Kamale, Haylich, husband Haylich, Kemosha Amra. Kacha mi Kamale, Haylich, Kemosha Amra. Over there, he says, take it the way she said. So therefore, we have a shakotaya. You know, if the husband clearly says, take it the way she said, and she really said Kabbalah, then it's Kabbalah. As soon as the shliach gets it, she's divorced. Over here, the husband said, Haylich, here. And therefore, it's as if the husband is saying, forget what the wife said, you are now acting for me as a shliach leilach. No, the Nachman is because Haylich Bosh Amra, and we don't follow him, we follow her words, we follow his words, or because Haylich Bosh Amra. But he said, I'm not interested in what Bosh Amra, I'm changing it from Kabbalah, from Haylach to Kabbalah. Therefore, he opted out. But in this case of here, he said Haylich Stam. So it has no raya from here if we're lying in his words or her words. He's canceling the whole Maisa, and he's doing his own thing. Tana Bon, we learned, he's Kabbalah Giti. The wife said, be Kabbalah. The Ishtach Amra, and he tells, the Shliach tells the husband, your wife said it's Kabbalah Giti, be Kabbalah. Take it and give it to her, Zochila. This is a new Gemara now. We're going to learn now the concept of Haylich. Haylich. Remember we had before Machlekes, Haylich is Chinat, now we have the Machlekes in Tanoim. She says, be Makabbalah Get, and he says, the wife said it's Kabbalah Giti. So everything is all right. But what does the husband say? Haylich, take it and give it to her. Zochila, his Kabbalah. In all of these cases, Even if he says heilig means kischi. So she's zoicha straight away. Too late. Rab Nosson Amar heilig v'tenla is not kischi. Heilig lav kischi. Rotzel larze yachze. If he wants, he can change his mind because heilig is not kischi. Zochi lo, he's kabbalo, rotzel larze lo yachze. But if he said the word zochi lo, he's kabbalo, that means she should be free straight away. Cannot change his mind. So Rab Nosson is the one who holds that heilig is lav kischi. And the Tanakama holds heilig is chi. Then comes a third opinion, Rebbe Yomer. The cool in all these cases, im rotze lachze lo yachze. In all these cases, you cannot change your mind because heilig is kischi. Abol imam lo yefshi, like an Amishna. If the husband says, I efshi shete kabbalah, I don't want it to kabbalah. I need time. I know it takes 2 weeks to get there. I need some breathing space. Maybe I realize I'm an idiot and I'm going to cancel the get. I need time. Elo heilig vetenle. I want you to deliver it, then rotze lachze yachze. So Rebbe is exactly the Tanakama that heilig is chi, unless he clearly cancels it. E by his aim, we cannot give two answers. Either E F she asashminen, he's coming to teach a chiddush that when the husband comes along, the E F she he cancels it, or E by his aim, hakamashlan man tanakama Rebbe. Who's the author? Who's tanakama Rebbe? E by the number of the question. Okay, we know that heilich is kischi, except according to Rab Nosson says heilich lav kischi. What about instead of heilich, which means deliver, you said heilich? Here it is. What does heilich mean? Here it is. And what do I want you to be? According to Rab Nosson, says heilich is lav kischi. What about heilich? Is that kischi dami? Is that like chi? Or I lav kischi dami? Toshma coming here. Says his kabel gets elishti. Be makabel this get for my wife. Says now mishnah. Oy heilich gets elishti or deliver it. The rotz alazi. I can change his mind. Ha'isha she'amris kabel giti. But the wife says to the shlech, I want to be my shlech kabola. Rotz alazi. I can't change his mind. My love. Since the Reisha says that you can change your mind, which means l'chayda that heilich is not kischi. That's why the husband can change his mind. And yet, says the woman says his kabel giti, he cannot change his mind. My love. What did the husband say? When the shliach came to the husband and said, your wife said, it's kabbal ligiti, be kli kabbalah. Once he gave it to the shliach, what did the husband say? Probably heilich. Here it is. And we see that heilich is chi. But Rab Nosson, must be Rab Nosson, because the first part you can change your mind. Says, no, but heilich would that be? Who told you it's Rab Nosson? Maybe the husband didn't say heilich, here it is. He said heilich, deliver it. And according to Rebbe, heilich is kischi. And that's why the husband cannot change his mind. Toshma coming here, leficha, therefore, says in the next case in the Mishnah, imam aloy abal, the husband says, yev shishit kabbalah. Cancel it. Ella heilech betenla, deliver it. Rotz alachze yachze. Heilech is not kischi, so he can change his mind. Now, time adamar efshi. The only reason is because he said efshi, I'm canceling it. Holoyamar efshi, if he wouldn't say, I'm canceling it, rotz alachze yachze. But if he didn't say efshi, he could not change his mind. Now, lechayda, if the Mishnah is Rab Nosson, why can't he change his mind? Lechayda, Rab Nosson holds that heilech is lav kischi, he can always change his mind. It must be, he said heilech. My lav beheilech for Rab Nosson. No, but heilich with Rebbe, it's heilich and Rebbe, that's why he cannot change his mind. Toshma coming here. Heilich get zelishti, deliver this get to my wife. Rotzalach ze yazif. He says, deliver this get to my wife. If he wants to change his mind, he can. Because heilich lav kischi, that's clearly Rab Nosson. But then it says, heilich get zelishti, I want you to, here it is, the get for my wife. Rotzalach ze lo yazif. Here we have an opinion. Somebody says heilich is lav kischi, but heilich is must be Rab Nosson. Man shamed le dama ba heilich rotzalach ze yachze. Who's the one that says that we say heilich deliver? Take it because you can change your mind. You're not kischi. Only Rab Nosson. Or yet mukama be heilich rotzalach ze yachze. Shmavin is clearly that even according to Rab Nosson, heilich is kischi dami. Heilich is just like it. He's saying inquire on behalf of my wife. Shmavin. Itmar we learned his kabeli giti. The wife said to the shliach, I want you to represent me. Be a shliach kabbalah. When he came to the husband, the shliach said, your wife said, he's kabbalah giti. But what did the husband say? Heilech v'tenla. He said, he didn't say heilech, or he didn't say kamash amra. He said, heilech, take it v'tenla. What is the husband saying here? We can have a little machlekes. Idi machlekes. Amar Rababa, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rabba. Rab Abba said, "Name of Rab, Nase Shluchay." So first of all, he's a shliach of the husband because he said Heilav Tenla, but the wife also made him a shliach Kabbalah, the Shlucha. So the husband and therefore he acts for both the husband and the wife, and the Chayletzes. And if the husband dies, we're not sure if she, the get was valid or not. If the husband dies before she received the get in the hand, but while the shlich already had it, so we're not sure if this shlich is shlich. We'll see in a minute what the suffix is. And therefore, she requires a chalitza from her brother, not Yibum. What's going on here?
But apart from the chalitza issue, there's also the issue of if he's her shliach, the husband has got no power over that shliach.
That's right. That's the question. So the shaili is when the husband said, hoy lech, and halach, is it kischidami? Then she's divorced right away. If it's lav kischidami, the shliach has to bring it. No, even though we had a machlekes tanaim, so who's that halach like? That's basically what he's asking here. Remember, Mesapkeh has suffix. L'rav, I hoylek ischidami, I lav kischidami. Is hoylek ischid, not ischid, that's all. If it's kischidami, she's divorced straight away, and therefore she doesn't need a chalitza. But if she's not kischidami, then she's not divorced, because the husband died before she got the seed to get, and therefore she needs a chalitza, or yibum. Says the Gemara, didn't we learn, hoylek mana leplaini, when it comes to money matters, it says, take this money in the name of Rav. The loyve says the shliach, pay up my malva. Here's the money, and he says heilich. Now heilich lechayde shani chayiv. I'm chayiv. Amar I'm chayiv b'achrius. So if anything happens on the way, I'm chayiv because the malva never told this guy give it to the shliach. I wanted it directly to me. But being balanced the chayiv, he can't change his mind. Why can't change his mind? Because the moment he said heilich, this shliach is zoich on behalf of the malva. To the extent you cannot change your mind, klodar heilich is chi. And by the same rav, haki tell me a minute ago that rav is masapik. If you go to Hasik Safing Mamon Lekula, comes to Safing Mamon Lekula, we say what? That the Leiva loses out because the Malva has to get paid. He didn't get paid yet, so the Leiva therefore cannot change his mind. We don't know who that Lach is, so we benefit the Malva. Hacha Safing Yisur Lechumre, here we've been Machmer as well. That's why we need Chalitza, because we don't know what his status is. Omar Rav, says Rav. Now Rav like this. Ein ha'isha oise shliach. Interesting thing here. First of all, we'll see, can the same shliach be act for the husband and for the wife? And can if the husband sends a shliach lelocha, can the wife send a shliach kabbalah to accept it? We learned before that the husband exactly. We learned before whatever. Yeah, we learned before that that a shliach is a shliach afilu meipamim. But here, the wife, can a wife make a shliach to receive lelocha? What's the shaila? Why not? Why not? Think about this. Amar Rav, ein ha'isha oisa shliach lekabel lagita miyashir. By the Rav Paskin, that a woman cannot make a shliach to accept it from the shliach husband. Why not? Two opinions in the Rav. Rachinin Amar Isha. Rachinin first of all argues, and he says isha oisa shliach lagita miyashir. By the Rachinin says, why not? Just like the husband can make a shliach to the wife, why can't the wife make a shliach to receive from the husband shliach? Now, what's the pshat in the Rav? Why taka can the husband do that? My time with the Rav. Two reasons. Ibois emushim zazayin the baal. It's like you're treating the baal with a bezoin, that she herself refuses to accept the get from the shliach that the husband appointed, that he has to appoint another one. If the wife herself sends a shliach to the husband, so the husband knows about the shliach and he's prepared to give him the get, there's no bezoin. But if the husband went and made the effort to get a shliach and the wife, you made the effort, why don't you send him all the way here? Why do I have to go and bother? I mean, you treat me lightly. He might cancel the get if he finds out, whatever it is. So therefore, let's not have it. That's number one. And number two, you boy said, "Oh yeah, the lechayda, yeah, lechayda, yeah." And interesting, why the Gemara when he goes nafkamina doesn't give that answer? She's meichel, or he's meichel. You boy say, "Menachateretz is from chatzera bolacha mekan." The din is if the husband puts a get into a chatzah that belongs to a yankel, and then afterwards the woman buys the chatzah from yankel, she's not divorced. Because the husband never gave it to the woman. The husband gave it to a third party, and then the woman got it. Here also, if the husband made a shliach, and a chatzah is like a shliach, if the wife appointed a shliach kabbalah afterwards, it looks like the get was already in the chatzah first, before the wife bought the chatzah. And people will make that mistake. So therefore, because of that mistake, we don't want that to happen. And mine afkamina, if the woman appointed her shliach before, if the chatzah belonged to her before the husband threw the get, then of course it's good. If the woman appointed shliach kabbalah before the husband appointed shliach halacha, then there's no problem. So that's an afkamina. Now the mother could have said your point exactly right here. He could have said, if the husband doesn't mind. I don't know why the mother doesn't say that. My benai, even I, they called me. Even Shabbos should be cut off. She made a shliach first. You know what about that? Well, God was a person. The shodah to get the bisa. There was a person that sent a get to his wife. Ozal shlicha, a person who get his wife. Ozal her shliach went, ashke, found the shliach, the shliach went to the wife's house, and he found ki yosu the kolisha. She was busy, she was dirty, her hands, she was kneading, making dough. Omalo, he said to her, hey, legita, here's your get. Omro, she said, do me a favor. Lehevi biyodach. I want you to become now my shliach and be my kabbalah, so therefore, when by being in your hand, I'm already a free woman. So he's taking this one shliach who worked for the husband until this juncture, and now she says, now I want you to work for me. Can you do that or not? And we had a concept before in the Gemara, in the first Pedic, of a shliach has to be able to go back to the shaleach and say, I finished the job. But over here, it cannot happen because it became another shliach, it became the shliach of the wife. If the halacha like Chanina that a woman can appoint a shliach like kabbalah to receive her halacha, Avdi Ba'uvda would have ruled that it's all right. Amle Rava, yeah. The Misal of Chanina, Avdi Ba'uvda, halachas of shliach is about us. We have another problem here. Even the Kohen of Chanina was shliach kabbalah, but that's of another shliach. She sent out a shliach to receive it. Here, the very same person who is a shliach halacha is a kabbalah. How can you do that? We have a rule that the shliach has to be able to go back to the mishalech. Otherwise, the first shliach is never ended. How do you end the shlichus? He has to be able to go back to the balabas, and then it's a new person here. He never completed the shlichus. So therefore, you can't, in midway, turn and become another shlich. But what's the svara? What's the base? Who said it has to be? Yeah. Yeah. Well, Tais asked your question, why don't we just say that the husband said, I don't mind? Take one of the Shalchu, the Kamil Amami. So this Shaila said, what to do? What do you do in this case if the woman said, Shalchu, Kabbalah? And is she divorced or is she not divorced? So first he wanted to say, Rav Nachman to say, the halacha b'chanina, then no problem, she's divorced. And they said, and the Rabbi said, no, even the halacha b'chanina, maybe you need a shlich, go back to the shlich, you don't have it here. So they sent the shayla, Zuhul Kameh Rabami, Shalach Luhu, he sent back, the same problem, L'chaz the shlich, we got an issue here. The shlich is to not go back to the husband. But Rabbi said, Nisyashiv b'dava, let me think about it. They said another, no, you fought? There's so many times this question came up. The same shayla they have, I have. And it's a dover shebe'erva. And the dover shebe'erva chaylet says, we should be machmed, you should be chaylet, not miyabim. Because maybe she's divorced, we don't know what the answer is. Nobody didn't know what the answer is. So what was the suffix? The main suffix was, do we need chazer shlichas eitzer shalech? Do you need that the shlichas should be able to go back to the shalech or not? Rabbi Yitzchak Bashmul, when this incident came to him, he necessitated, by Marta, he needed a get and a chalitza. Another get. And the chalitza, what doesn't make sense? Time to get mechayim, he's alive. The chalitza chamisa. No, it's or. If the husband's still alive, let's get another get and make sure that she's divorced 100%. If the husband died now, she needs a chalitza. We're not sure she's divorced or not divorced. The Levite Rahi, the Habikorle Nafosa, was a woman by the name of Nafosa. Ozel, interesting child now. Ozel Sade, the witnesses went and they were told to write, the husband told them to write a get and they misspelled her name. Kosa, they wrote Tafosa. Instead of Nafosa, they wrote Tafosa. So, obviously, you got to write another get. But the problem is, do they have the right to? The husband told him to write a get and gave them the name of his wife. They wrote the wrong one. He only gave him one shlichus. What's pshat in the shlichus? Was the shlichus was, I want you to write a proper get, so I don't care how many get it takes you to write until you get the right. Or, I'm writing the right get. If you made a mistake, too bad. I only gave you one shlichus. So, what's a shlichus? The shlichus is until you accomplish it? The shlichus is, you do the job. If you messed up, you messed up, huh? That's right. They messed up. He gave them a task. They messed up. Snapshot, he gave them a job to be completed. So the calls mind that didn't complete it, they can do it. I don't understand. Did he tell them, I told him, give me a piece of clay and give it to them? He wanted the job to be, the main purpose of Shlichah was his wife should be divorced. And that Shlichah hasn't been completed. So why can't they do right again? Vadai. But however, Ikosiv Sadigi. So in this case, I hold, you can keep on writing, you mess up, keep on until you finish the job. However, if they wrote a proper get, Ikosiv Sadigi Temayu, so they did the shlich, they wrote it properly. And then Va'ova, they lost it, then also Adim Shlichosan. It's one thing that because they wrote the wrong name the get, it's like they never did the shlichas in the first place. That's why they did the shlichas, they messed up. They never did the shlichas, exactly. But when they did the shlichas of writing the get, and then they didn't, and then they lost it, they have no right to write another one. Who gave them the right? Fetting more the same shayla maskel Rab Nachman mikom luksuva chuba kisaychu. When he told them to write a get, he wanted them to put in a pocket. It was the outcome that he wanted. So the cheder, why shouldn't they write another one? Elam Nachman koisvin v'noishin v'me pamim. Knows the machlekes is when you is the shlichas is what's the shlichas? Is the shlichas the job or shlichas the outcome? If it's the job, once the job is done, you have no longer shlich. If it's the outcome, kozman, you didn't complete the outcome, you're still on shlichas. Says the Gemara. That's how machlekes. The Rambam, the tour, if a guy appoints a shlich and then he dies, if the shlich is still a valid shlich. The cheder, maybe the machlekes is if the ik of a shlich is the outcome or the task. If it's the outcome, then the shlich till the very end. If it's the task, the whole machlek is the way all in the machlek the tzos and all in the machlek is if the mshalech gives us kayak to the shlech or the shlech gives a kayak to the mshalech. If the shlech gives a kayak to the shlech, that's the point, the moment of appointment. So he died after what? So what? He's still a shlech. If the word is the shlech does the task, he passes it back to the mshalech, the guy's dead already. How can you do it? Maybe the other side of the machlek is the main shlech is the outcome or is the main shlech is the task? If the outcome, then what do you call it? Then I guess he pointed to be a shlich for the outcome. We can say that you can argue both ways. That the shlich is still a shlich, or you say it's not a shlich anymore. Yeah. But I gave it to you now. I made you a shlich now. Until that, you got to think it through. I have to think through in my mind. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. So how does it work? Boy, mineh rov Nachman kos kisvu v'tenul shlich mau. When a guy says, write, he tells people, I want you to write the get and give it to another shliach to give it to my wife. And then what happened? And then the get gets lost. Mahu. What's the thing? Can the first shliach then go ahead and rewrite and go back? Shaila Zay, Saluki Solgul Dimitri Didu Chayesh. Did he tell the first shliach that the moment you wrote the get, you're no longer involved? So you can't, or do we say that the reason why I got someone else is I didn't want to matriach you with everything. Bad enough that I asked you to do me a favor and write the get. But if you want to give the get, with pleasure. So the shlich can go and give the get. So that, yeah, what's the pshat in his words? We're trying to understand what he meant. What happens if he tells the write a get, and make sure it gets delivered? Then to say quite maybe here it's a bit more as if saying if it's not delivered to the other guy you do it, or even in this case the shlich is over the moment you write it and you gave it to a shlich and that shlich would give it take him. In the Mishnah of Shimon Gamliel Aimer that afa oimedes if he says tul li if she says to shlich tul li take the get for me, that means kabbalah. According to Tanna Kamma, that's not kabbalah. Kabbalah is only his kabbal. Tool means take it for me, be a delivery. Now Shimon Gamliel says, no, tool ligiti im rotzel lachzer lo yachzer. It's as if she says, you're Kabbalah, you can no longer change your mind. Tana Rabbana, we learned, tuli, all these expressions, soli, carry for me, via heili, to be for me, be yachzer, kulun lo shekabbalah, and he's all lo shekabbalah, kona Shimon Gamliel. Very